Good day. My name is Rufile Ntshege. I'm the DS political head for Tembisa South. Over the years, one has noticed many, many sewage leaks in the area and got concerned that there's been too many. So with questions, one was able to find out that in 2024-2025, there were over 4,200 sewage leaks that were received in the main through the main call center. And then in 2023-2024, there were 3,499. So it means the number of sewage leaks being reported every year are increasing. But what is even scary is these are the only ones being received through the main channels. This is not even factoring in the ones that have been received through social media and other platforms. So it means that the problem is actually far greater than what one is actually able to see. But through questions, we then got told there is a project to upgrade the whole storage infrastructure that will run until 2028. Indeed, this is a real crisis, because when people are unable to even use the bathtub, because when they open their bathrooms, the storage actually spills backwards from underground. It shows that they need a serious storage overhaul. So we will be monitoring this upgrade and also getting details of where the project has started in order to ascertain how much of this work is actually going ahead, so that people of Tembisa can have dignity, because you can't have children running around in storage. You can't have people unable to take a bath in their own bathtub because storage is flowing backwards into that bathtub. We will monitor to make sure that people's dignity is restored in this in Tembisa, and sufficient budget is allocated for this upgrade. I thank you.